Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Do you really watch as much sports as you say you watch?
And couldn't we just get rid of kickers altogether in football? And would it really have a negative impact on the sport?
It's the emerging podcast scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend, X-T-E-N-D-A-V.com. I want to get you to the poll real quick here, Tone.
Went away.
Oh, here we go. Someone wrote, Sunday Night Football Night in America is a must-watch. Right now, 70% of those polled said that, yes, they do watch entire NFL games other than the Browns every week. Mm-hmm. 30% say no, just the highlights.
Yeah, and obviously, your audience, you would suggest, is probably more of a diehard football following than casual, right? Your audience
probably
is...
Probably a lot of football guys.
I think a lot of casual fans follow me, probably. It's all hardcore football fans who follow me.
I think especially hardcore football guys. Those that are very active on social media and the following that you've built over the years, I imagine if you were to break down the demographics, you have far less casual fans than the diehards. Because I think, you know, that's what makes our following. Like, yeah, we always would love to have, you know, a bit of everybody. But I think that the trends are that, and by the way, we're reacting to the poll question because the NBA commish is under fire for calling his league a highlight league. And I made the point that I think kind of all the sports have gone in that direction. These sports are all competing with so much else in a way that we never, when we were younger, had the option of just picking up our phone, watching any movie that's ever been created, any show, any song. Like, you had your windows for sports, you sat down, you watched your damn sports. I brought up the example of Sunday Night Baseball.
You're going to sit down and you're going to watch it.
I watched Sunday Night Baseball, entire games.
Take it in, damn
it. I had them on. So I just don't think people are doing that anymore. Now, football is different, without a doubt. Like, I acknowledge football is the one sport where people...
Well, that's why I brought it up.
People are still watching. But I think even the younger demographic, I think the younger demographic is... Getting in, getting out, getting my highlights, watching Red Zone, highlight. That's the way they're
is that your foot?
Yeah, outside of obviously your home team. Although,
let me holler at you. Holla.
What are your sons doing? How are they watching football these days? And give the ages.
Well,
you want me to give their socials too?
10, 8, yeah. And 6, jeez. But I don't think an 8 and 6 year old is watching.
I know my
kids. Jonah turns on. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were talking about Owen's kids. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Doesn't matter. Just do the kin show. I'm just kidding.
Go ahead.
No, 16 and two other ages. I don't remember. Yeah. 13 and about to be 12. Yeah, I mean, they are, you know, I don't really know. They're kind of, they're following along more now because now they're in fantasy football world, right?
So yeah.
they're really into that. That's where they're going. They do, and we're in a weird spot too because they have become, they're just Chiefs fans, right? Because we've went through this before, but I tried to make them Browns fans and the Browns couldn't win a game for 2 years. So they became Chiefs fans. But like Friday night, the oldest one went to the high school game and then he went over to a house and he said that they were watching the Chiefs game there. So it wasn't like a do or die. The season was starting and he needed to see it. I left and went and watched the Chiefs games, right? And I took the youngest ones with me and they came and watched it, but they will, they treat it like I am usually phoned down during a football game. I treat it like one of those shows that you have to be invested in, and they do not. They are very much just, if there's a big high, big play, I will make a sound and then they'll pay attention, you know? And then I think for the rest of the league, they are just watching highlights. That's why their idea, and then a lot of it's Madden too. Like, they'll know players that I have no clue exist in the league, but because they did some Madden auto draft thing and they end up on their team, they will love that team or love that player. And I'm like, I don't even know who that guy is. You know, he's not one of the main guys on one of the main teams. And so they come up with this love for the third receiver from the Jaguars, right? Like, who I have no clue who he is.
Now, I guess I want to ask you guys, because obviously I'm more of an NBA fan, I think, than you guys, just in terms of the league.
I'm a much bigger NBA fan than you. I was joking.
Yeah. Well, either way. I mean, you watch Cavs games, whatever.
I just know I'm not as big of an NBA fan as you are.
But you know what? Even me in recent years, as I've got this nightly issue with putting the kids to bed that I didn't have before, and so that's taking up first halves. Am I going back and watching the first half? No. That's the playoff game. I'll do it in the playoffs, but regular season, okay, I missed the first half of the Cavs game. How about I just go online and see show me the plays that matter. Yeah. Boom. Twitter does a great job of that. They tell me exactly what I need, and then I'm watching the second half. You know, I think baseball is confronted with that issue as well. How much of the full baseball game do you need to truly see to get the picture? Football, there's still an ebb and a flow. There is a, all right, here's the structure of this game. Here are the obvious adjustments that are being made. And then there are times like Minnesota Viking game where, you know, what's his name was bad for three quarters. Yeah. And then that didn't tell you anything about the story of the football game.
It didn't. Go ahead.
I do think baseball, you need to watch it a little more than that. I've been pretty staunch on basketball. Give me the last 8 minutes of a game. I don't even know that the score really matters.
Yeah.
Because you can have a team dominate for, you know, three quarters and then there's just a run and it's back into it's a good watchable last 8 minutes of a game, which is 30 minutes, 45 minutes of real time, right? Depending on how fouls go and all that. Baseball, I think there is a reasoning for watching pitchers specifically, and you can tell that it kind of sucks that you have to watch all that you have to watch a 3-2 pitch in the middle of the fifth inning, right? Like, but that could be the you kind of need to see how a pitcher has went about the evening and if they just didn't have it that night or whatever. But I agree with you for scoring and baseball wise, dude, it's on Twitter. And there are days where I get home from football practice and it's a 3-2 game. And now with that MLB app, it'll literally show you when the scores happen and you can just go back to that scoring point and watch that score. And then you're caught back up to the game.
Well, to Owen's point about the runs, like my whole life, that was the running joke on SportsCenter is everybody makes a run in the NBA. Dan Patrick used to say, everybody makes a run in the NBA. Okay, that's always been true. But now in today's NBA, where if you come down, you can hit 4 3-pointers in like 35 seconds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if that's the case, then none of these leads mean anything. And I do think that style of play and the skill development in basketball, now that every guy, no matter what their height is on the floor, can shoot threes. That was never the case. My whole life, nobody could shoot threes if they were 6'9" or taller. Mm-hmm. They just couldn't. There'd be like two guys in the league that could do it. Now, every team, if you don't shoot the three well, you just have no playing time. You have to be able to shoot the three. Karl Anthony Towns is 7 feet and can shoot threes from 35 feet, and people make fun of him how bad he is at basketball.
Yeah.
Like he can do it off the dribble, too. And yet he's like the laughing stock of NBA world. It's weird. So it just goes to show you that why would I be invested in a first half of an NBA game when you can climb out of a 20-point deficit in like 4 minutes?
I think that watching the NBA, I watch more full games or most games, halves, whatever, than I probably would have 5-6 years ago. And I think part of the reason is because exactly what I said on the show was that I don't like watching 3-point highlights all the time. Unless they're Cavs highlights, but I watch the Cavs games. Baseball, home runs are always going to be a crowd pleaser. It's tried and true. I've always brought it up like, man, we're always trying to find ways to fix the slam dunk contest, but home run derby is always going to bring everybody to the stadium, and they love watching home runs, and it's the same. It's glorified batting practice. People just love home runs, but that's a great thing about the country.
If you love baseball, like if you love the nuance of baseball,
well, then highlights
you have to be tuned in, though, because they're not going to show a shortstop backhand a ball in the third inning on a highlight package.
True.
Right.
You know, that's put out on social media.
Football, I love the whole thing. I love the opening to big games. I love the, like...
Well, they're trying to bring that back to the NBA.
That Penn State at night. Well, I'll watch the NBA. I'll watch it. Like, when NBC starts their NBA coverage, I'm going to obviously be there.
Will you see them. Will you watch the first 5 minutes and then that's it?
Well, I want to see what it is. So maybe I might stay, depending on who are the teams. Who are the teams? Do we know what
they're... I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm sure we do. Let me
So I'll probably stay. I'm sure it's going to be a pretty big matchup. And are they going to do that? Dun, 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 with like the lasers over the thing. They got to do it.
They
did a John Tesh commercial the other day. That was great.
Yeah. I thought I saw something like that. I was just walking by. Somewhere.
And it ends with Tesh in the middle of the Clippers arena.
Yeah.
Who's in the news right now, but playing and kind of mocking that famous video. But it even has the basketball, it's like all of that's in there because it's all NBC property.
When it comes to football, your best chance to lose me is if it's not a game I know I have to watch and I'm just watching it because I love football. Your best chance to lose me is at halftime. I'm finding myself, by the way, because I don't have as many monitors as some guys because, A, I think a lot of guys are doing it to show off.
Yeah.
We know guys, and I go, you're not watching the games. You just have them in front of you. It's basically been proven. You can look at four things at once. You can't... I got 8 monitors. I have 12 monitors. And I shouldn't say that because Extend Technologies does offer that type of setup, and they have on one tremendous screen 12 different things that you could if you wanted to. But, I mean, it's been scientifically proven. A human brain can only handle about 4 things in front of it. So the other ones, you're just not going to pay attention to, especially if a couple of few, 4 things, let me tell you 2 treat things, 3 or 4 things grab your attention. You're not going to be able to watch the other ones. But your best chance to lose me, streaming, commercial break, because there's nothing else that grabs my attention. On the ESPN commercial breaks, I wish they had something. Like when we do our YouTube, there's like at least a thing of what's later on today. So-and-so shows up. Albert Breer is on Tuesdays.
Ross Tucker.
But even there, and I'm sure we could ask Joey because he watches it all.
I'm sure people drop during the commercials.
But it's not even dropping. Like, that's how I watch Guardians on the app right now. So you watch it on Spectrum, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get regular Spectrum commercials with it, right? I do not. I get the same 3 things from the Guardians.
Oh, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Right now, they've rotated in Tom Hamilton getting his Ford C. Frick Award. So it's helped me realize the difference between Ford C. Frick and Bill Nunn and who gets what. But I didn't know that before all these commercials. But it's the same.
Yeah.
Three or four things.
But I'm always on this.
Every break.
When I sit down and, like, I'm in the, after, like, next week, I'll have a little bit of time. God, this is such a grind. In a couple of weeks, I'll have a little bit of time. So, for the noon games.
Okay.
So, in the noon window, I may go flipping around on the app, on, like, Disney Plus, the ESPN side of Disney Plus, because now you have to go through the whole rigmarole of it. It's simpler, but I'll give ESPN credit, boy. I thought it was going to be a mess, and they started up, and they go, we are focusing on college football season. We know where our bread is buttered, and it has worked seamless. But I will have a game on, and there's only so many things that I think my thing will let me stream before it's like, hey, this is starting to throw up red flags in our algorithm here that maybe you got people watching on this that are sharing passwords.
Yeah.
So I'll start watching games, and I'll have like one on a computer, one on a monitor, and one on the monitor in my office. Or I'll just have one on a computer and one on the monitor in my big TV in my office.
Sometimes it goes by IP address too, and sometimes it goes by device.
True.
It all depends.
Yes. And so I will have two games on, and if one of them goes commercial break, I start to get FOMO of missing out on other games. So it's just this screen, and I'm going, why am I wasting my time with this screen that just says commercial break, and it shows a picture of the ESPN building? I got to get out of this game. I got to go find another game. I got to go highlight another. Like, this is how my brain works on a college football Saturday. I got to highlight another name in my Phil Steele magazine to watch because, guys, you can make fun of me all you want. I at least give you an effort on who to, like, before drafts. I'm going to give you an effort. It's not going to be half-assed. I may forget some of it, but it's going to be with an effort. I promise you I'm going to make the attempt. And I do that in the 3:30 window, usually when I come home from Axel's game. The 7:30 window, absolutely. I'm sitting there with a drink, highlighting, game. Your best chance to lose me is after halftime, though, because I do want to watch and have the audio on one game. And it's usually the 7:30 game because it's a big atmosphere.
Sure.
So like Penn State at night, when they start the whiteout, it's too loud. Like that great scene where I think was it Michigan who was going? Yeah, it was Michigan going out on offense, the whiteout at night. And it was just like it was too loud. They couldn't hear anything. They had to call a timeout. And it was the sky cam going around. And they're playing that one rap song that you can't repeat because they're cussing too much. But they were playing the beat from it. And it was an awesome. And I love the story and I love the atmosphere. But like about halftime, just like any fan, like the crowd, like you kind of got to get the crowd back into it in the third quarter. Like I always think that's the toughest way to get your crowd back going is beginning of the third quarter. They've had some time now. They went to the bathroom. They're kind of in a natural rest.
They might not be back yet.
Yeah, they might not even be back yet, especially in the NFL when you only have 12 minutes.
Yeah.
But there's this natural rest. But usually you can get me for a whole game, because I love the story of it. I like the outside stuff. I like the storytelling of the fan bases, things like that, especially with college football. Not as much in the NFL, but I usually watch the Browns game, and then I got Red Zone on for the other ones as it's going on, because I don't know if I can do Red Zone during the Browns game anymore. I
tried
do that
during
on Sunday,
the commercials,
man,
and it was tough because if you're on one TV and you're flipping back and forth, you don't want to miss some of the Browns game, but you'll get sucked into the Red Zone and it's tough. So just one final thing on this, we can move on.
Yeah.
Is there a duration of NBA games? Because they talked about cutting the games, cutting the minutes. Instead of cutting the schedule, which you're not going to do because of money, could they cut down the games from 48 minutes to, say, 40? Would that make a difference? Would that make any difference whatsoever? I'm inclined to think no. I don't know how much of a difference that would make.
And then you still got to time out your run, right? Like every team tries to make a run at a certain time.
Well, and then playoff time, like I would say the playoffs have to be 48 minutes because I feel like the playoffs are the right amount of basketball.
If you want to, isn't it a test of wills too?
I think if you want to do this, now you know the best. I got to get myself familiarized with it every year. The fouling situation at the end of the game.
Oh.
How do you curtail that?
Yeah.
How do you curtail the fouling situation?
It's brutal.
That's the worst part. So if we go to a 40-minute playoff game, right, instead of a 48, Donovan Mitchell's not dragging his ass up and down the court against the Pacers. Because that was the biggest problem, you know, especially early on in that series. He was gassed out and he'd played 35 minutes, right?
So how do you curtail the fouling?
If you did what the NFL did, which is the ability to decline a foul, right? But if you did that, it would take away your ability to come back
just keep in
the final four. Well, yeah. Right. You could do it, but if I kept declining it, then it defeats the purpose and maybe there'd be some sort of rule.
Yeah, but if I'm the defensive team and I'm trying to, I mean, you're going to just try to force the turnover. And if you don't get the turnover and they call the foul on it, then they go, oh, I don't want that. All right, we've ran 1 second off the clock. Let's find out if he wants to decline it or not. And then here we go again. I'm going to come hard charging.
Well, yeah,
again.
You'd have to think about, is there a runoff? Like the NFL actually does a really good job protecting.
They did make it up. And you know, as long as the clock is rolling, there is a runoff on that. If the clock was stopped, there's no runoff.
But you know, I think the NBA loves that every game is within the margins in the final 2 minutes. Like, especially come playoff time, I think they love that. But you're right.
Do they care more about getting me, Anthony, for you know, an hour for one full game or 15 minutes for four games a night, right? Like, it equals the same, but what's better for their product?
Yeah, but Ken's not wrong. I sometimes look around and I go, who would want to watch this? If you didn't know anything about basketball and this was your first game, there's so many times I'm like, I wouldn't want this. Who's into this?
Yeah.
Who's into watching dudes shoot free throws? Like, it is pretty amazing if you step back.
Shea Gilgeous Alexander's family.
Well, that's right. I mean, there are foul merchants and guys that get to the foul line, and that's a big part of their game. James Harden for many years. And then in the playoffs, they don't call those fouls. And all of a sudden, James Harden's game goes down the toilet because he's just not getting. Same thing, Joel Embiid, who's unbelievable when he's healthy. But the foul merchant stuff, I mean, it changes everything. And I look around and I go, I kind of can't believe that we have a game that is so contingent on free throws. How boring. This isn't real. That would be like an NFL game where we get into a kicking competition at the end of all the games.
Well, I was going to ask you, what's worse for their game?
That would be terrible.
A free throw off or a game coming down to a kick?
Oh, one kick. Yeah.
Oh, I like games coming down to a kick.
Well, that is exciting. There's no doubt watching.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you got to get rid of one, Anthony, because you hate them both.
But yeah, but free throws are not exciting. They're not exciting at all. And now
unless
so many
you're
guys
down
shoot.
Three with under 10 seconds and then you've got
They're
to do that.
They're very boring.
The tricky, let's miss one and get it back. Yeah.
No, he's right. They're very boring. The only time they're fun is if somebody talks trash to somebody or they miss they miss one at the end where they're like, they could tie it up and he misses like two.
Who was that? Was
they
it
can't
the Celtics?
Tie it up.
I don't remember.
It happens a
somebody
couple times.
Said, I'm going to make them.
Yeah.
I'm going to make them. And like, and Donovan was like, no, you're not. And then he missed them both. And
yeah, I mean, it's yeah, J.R. Exactly.
Oh, that's J.R. right.
J.R. Smith's untying somebody's shoelaces.
Those are the only good ones. But
kicks. Right. The act of fouling and the act of shooting free throws is a total waste. It deflates a game. If you're in person, my God, nothing sucks the energy and the oxygen out of a jammed arena that's all pumped up for a big playoff game than just watching dudes foul and shoot free throws.
Did the crossbar on field goals used to be higher?
I don't think
higher.
So.
I swear to God, at our practice field, this is totally way off the mark, but I noticed some.
Is it from 1948 and
God.
The goal line?
I don't know what's going on. No, it's not on the goal line, but it's at the back, but like Joey's laughing. Like, I noticed, we were at Woodridge on Saturday, and they had, like, a practice field that kind of...
Okay.
I wondered if it was, like, their old, old football stadium.
Well, our middle school stadium still has the old two-pole...
Was that your old high school stadium?
No, it was... I would imagine they probably took those from the high school field and put them over, because it was just an open field. But then even at the high school stadium, over on the side where the freshmen practice especially... They have one of those old H-style field goals just out in the middle.
The H field goal post, it looks like they're 20 feet high.
I agree with you there.
This looks ridiculous. I go, who makes this field goal? And I'm telling you, we go over to the middle school field, which used to be the high school stadium right. for us. And I look at the crossbar and I go, I could touch this. I feel I could reach up and touch it. And I'm going, there's no way. What happened here? Sorry, that's a total non sequitur. I had to think about that. So
I had one other question.
Yeah. I'll answer it and we'll get out of here.
You know I hate kickers. You know I don't. I think if we just eliminate,
which is weird because you spent all week defending a kicker.
If we eliminated kicking altogether, I honestly don't think it would be missed. I think 10 years from now it would be like, why were there ever field goal kickers that came on the field?
Oh, I disagree.
At 5'8", like, why did we ever do that?
You should ask that question.
But given all of that, would it be more interesting to you if the kicker had to be somebody who's on your offensive or defensive roster?
Yes.
I feel like that would be way better.
You'd have a lot more going for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
You'd have a lot more going for it on fourth down.
And I don't know, you know.
Scoring would go down, though.
Yeah, it would.
Scoring go way down.
If you're asking me, like, how would you even do it, but it has to be a guy and you're too deep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has to be somebody to go out there and kick, because then that's an added part of being a GM. That's an added part of roster evaluation. Like, it's not an afterthought. You've actually got to have
but
a guy that can do it.
I really do think that naturally the league got there. Because, like, Lou Groza is in the Hall of Fame. Well, Lou Groza played on the offensive line.
Yeah.
And then he was also a kicker. And I think naturally we got to this where it's like, oh, this guy can kick too. Well, if kicking's that important and we can score points with it on every drive, we might as well get kickers. And then and the game naturally evolved into
How
that.
How often do kickers get injured?
Probably more often than we think.
Seems like when they celebrate.
Yeah, probably more often than we think. A lot of hamstring, a lot of calf, knee, things like that, hip.
Do they get injured from getting hit?
A lot more
hit?
Back injuries than you think.
But is it getting hit from getting hit, or is it the act of kicking?
I think it's the act.
Okay.
I think it's the act.
And you wouldn't want that out of your starters. I understand.
A guy told me a story one time. He was warming up. He was a college kicker in the MAC. He was warming up, and they were playing an early season, like out of conference, like big school schedule. And he was watching the kicker on the other team. This is like SEC Big Ten. I'm not going to say who. I don't want to narrow it down. And the guy, like, he's lined up for a 35-yarder, and he just hits it far enough to hit a 35-yarder. And he's like, this guy doesn't have a big leg. He didn't realize this guy's only kicking it as hard as he needs to kick it. And the guy I know ended up, like, tearing his quad.
Oh.
Because you try kicking the bleep out of it. It's like, uh-oh. Which, tearing your quad, I mean, that's some serious stuff. Go ask Triple
terrible.
H. Good God Almighty. That, I can't imagine the pain. It has to be unimaginable. But, yeah, that's where we got there. That's the end of that. Is that the end of the conversation?
Yeah.
All right, that's the end.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.